Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're joined in studio by a pair of Tuolumne County government leaders, the vice chair for the Board of Supervisors, Ryan Campbell, as well as the sheriff for Tuolumne County, Bill Pooley, a big topic of conversation on this weekend show. The details about measures P and Q, the tax measures on the March 3rd primary ballot. Supervisor Campbell, next question I'll pose your way. You know, do you know at this point how much revenue you'd anticipate with these tax measures if they were approved?
Yeah, so measure P, which is the penny sales tax increase, is expected to generate an additional $4.5 million in the first year. And that's money that goes directly into the general fund. It's that portion of the sales tax goes directly to Tuolumne County and not to the state. I mention that because it's often a question that people have. It's no secret that a lot of the tax revenue that's generated here locally is spirited away to Sacramento, and then we have to try and recover some of that through grants. But this tax measure is specifically structured in such a way where the additional funds will stay here in Tuolumne County. Measure Q will generate, it's expected to generate about $1.85 million in the first year. But the important thing to note there with the transient occupancy taxes that are tourism industry has been booming in the past several years, and we expect to see a great deal of growth in that area year over year, and there are vast opportunities for economic development in that area. And so getting out in front of it and adjusting the TOT to be to match the growth in the hospitality sector, I think, is really important now. So I think that'll be a great asset as we go forward in the community, making sure that our services are well-funded.
So if the state or federal government decides to redirect different types of fundings to counties, this money would stay, you know, definitely local regardless,
yes,
no matter what.
Both of these revenue measures would stay locally.
Sheriff Pooley, have you looked at, you know, response times and how the response times are currently and how they would change if the measures were passed or not passed?
I can't say how they will change, but I can tell you that right now, our average response time, emergency response time, is nearly 12 minutes. 12 minutes is an absolute lifetime when you're in crisis. If someone's breaking into your home or taking your property or whatever crisis you're in, 12 minutes is an extremely long time to wait for help. Conversely, our non-emergency times, just our average call time, is 42 minutes in this county. That's extremely long to sit and wait around when you want help. It's just too long to wait. And what drives that is our ability to have deputies on the street. The more deputies, obviously, the lower the response times would be.
What's your assessment kind of currently right now when it comes to crime in Tuolumne County? In a general sense, you seeing more or less staying about the same?
You know, if I look historically at the calls for service within our county, every year it's gone up for the last 20 years. And I can darn well bet my paycheck that next year it's going to continue to go up. So realistically, even if we just stay status quo, calls, crime is going to go up and we are going to fall behind and we're going to fail to meet the needs of the counties.
How about for fire response during the summer months? Is that something you're concerned about with the number of deputies?
Yes. Yeah, so Let's go back to the Donnell fire a year and a half ago. Realistically, that occurred on a Saturday afternoon when the fire really broke out. We had four people on. It took about 40 minutes to get the last deputy that was on duty up to the area to start evacuating. And as soon as they got up there, the fire burns over the road and the deputies cannot come back down the hill. Well, if that fire would have changed directions and started coming back down the hill, we would have had nobody on duty to help evacuate. Those are the types of things that keep the sheriff up at night. It's our inability to evacuate safely and keep people safe. It's just unreasonable in a county that we live in with the extreme fire danger not to have enough deputies on to actually evacuate people should we need it.
Supervisor Campbell, are there any other restrictions that the money could or could not be spent on?
That's a good question. So a question that I often get from the public is, if you are looking for revenue that is specific to vital county services like fire, like sheriff, like our libraries and parks, why don't we issue a measure that is specific to those elements? But there's a much higher threshold for those types of ballot measures to pass. They have to have two-thirds of a majority of voters supporting them. A general tax fund, it goes into the general fund, which can be used in a variety of ways. But I can tell you the clear needs in our community are for the things that people generally expect from their county government, you know, public safety, fire, libraries, parks, the essentials. And that's exactly where the money that was cut last year was removed from the budget, was in those vital areas. So we're looking to maintain those services and potentially make them viable into the future.
The need for increased revenue is part of it. The aging buildings that the county has, we have a new jail coming on. We have a juvenile hall that's now running. Does that all play into it as well?
Yeah, I mean, all of those, the costs for all of those are increasing. We're seeing increasing costs from PERS, which is the public employee retirement system, increasing healthcare costs. It's all going up, and it's not keeping, our revenues are not keeping pace with the costs, essentially.
Has the county decided at this point, you know, if the tax measures pass or they don't pass, say they do not pass, you know, what services would be the resulting cuts?
That has not been decided yet, but there will definitely be a very difficult conversation if the measures don't pass. I don't see how we can maintain services at the level they are currently at without additional revenues coming into the county, and that's just a fact.
If I could add in, you know, over the last 6 years, the county has been cutting, you know, specifically to the sheriff's office. We've already cut services. We've reduced the number of detectives from 9 down to 5. We now close our lobby. Our lobby gets about 10,000 people in every year asking for services, asking for help. We have to close the lobby at 4 o'clock now just so the ladies that are working can get their job, done. You know, we've had to reprioritize what we investigate. Really, right now, we're investigating crimes against children and crimes against persons, and we try to get to the burglaries as we can. This last year, we had 267 burglaries, and detectives only investigated 28 of them. That's just under 10%, or I'm sorry, just over 10%. Of those 28, the ones that we did investigate, we solved 77% of them. So we do a great job, and we have the opportunity to investigate those things. But those property crimes are getting pushed further and further behind because we have to focus on those crimes against children. Anytime you have a complaint or an allegation that something might be happening to a child, we have to drop everything we're doing, go out, check, make sure that child's safe. Because if they are being abused, we have to get them out of that situation immediately. And that pushes the crimes against persons back, and then pushes the burglaries and the property crimes back. I could see in a couple of years where we're not even going to burglary calls. And that scares the heck out of me. We'll just do an online reporting system. We'll give you a case number, and you can report it to your insurance company. I don't think that's the quality of life that we want in this community.
I imagine if you're slow to burglary calls, you get quite a few complaints from residents. You want that looked at immediately.
Absolutely. And this goes back to the 42-minute response time. You know, you come home and you find your home is burglarized. Now you have to wait another 42 minutes just to get a deputy up there to handle a call. We take the information, but some of them we can't even investigate.
Need to take one more break. We're talking primarily about Measure P and Q, the two ballot measures that Tuolumne County voters are deciding on for the March primary election. Joined in studio this weekend by Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley, as well as Tuolumne County Supervisor Ryan Campbell, who is the vice chair of the supervisors for this year, 2020. Mother Lode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.